Welcome to Mindful Vision, a journey into visualization and meditation with me, your host, Kristen Least. I am a life coach here in Charleston, South Carolina. I am also an experienced entrepreneur, author, wife, mother, and philanthropist. I am excited about this topic because it is such a fascinating one to me. Whether you are new to meditation or a seasoned practitioner, my approach is very simple and will likely leave you feeling hopefully inspired and uplifted. As we begin, we will learn to the art of visualization and meditation and how it has the power to enhance our lives, help us to achieve our goals, and even cultivate inner peace. So I'm really excited about this with you guys. Visualization can empower you and manifest your deepest desires while overcoming obstacles with grace and clarity. So together we will be discussing practical tips, inspiring stories, and I will share specific guided meditations for specific topics to help you tap into your inner wisdom and create a life of purpose and fulfillment. So make sure to tune in to Mindful Vision to awaken your mind and nourish your soul and embark on a path of mindful living. And if you haven't already, subscribe now to start your transformative journey with me. So let's begin. So first step would be, let's talk about visualization. So visualization, also known as mental imagery, right, or mental rehearsal, is a powerful technique that involves creating detailed mental images or scenarios in your mind. So it's like creating a vivid movie in your imagination where you can see, feel, or hear, even smell or taste the experiences you desire. So visualization is not just about seeing pictures, right? It engages all your senses and emotions to make the imagined scenario as real and vivid as possible. Visualization starts by creating a clear mental image of what you want to achieve, right? Whether it's a goal, an outcome, or a desired situation, you imagine it in great detail. So for example, if your goal is to buy your dream house, let's say, you would visualize every aspect of it. Maybe the color of the walls, the layout of the rooms, the furniture, the view from the windows, and even the emotions you would feel when walking through each room. As you visualize, you engage all of those senses. It's not just about what you see, it's about what you feel, what you hear, what you smell and taste in your imagination. For the dream house example, you might imagine the warmth of sunlight streaming through the windows or the sound of birds chirping outside, or the smell of fresh paint and the taste of a celebratory meal in the dining room. Visualization is more powerful when you connect emotionally to the imagined scenario. Feel the joy or excitement and satisfaction as if the goal has already been achieved. Emotions create stronger neural connections in the brain that have the ability to reinforce the belief that your goal is possible and real. Like any skill, visualization improves with practice. The more you visualize your desired outcomes, the more real and attainable they become in your mind. So consistent visualization helps to reprogram your subconscious mind, aligning your thoughts and your actions with your goals. Take athletes, for example. Athletes use visualization to mentally rehearse their performance before competitions. They imagine every move, every play, every successful outcome. Professionals use visualization to prepare for important meetings or presentations. They visualize themselves speaking confidently or engaging the audience and achieving their desired results. Visualization is a powerful tool for goal setting and achievement. By visualizing your goals, you create a roadmap in your mind, guiding your actions and your decisions towards them. It boosts motivation and confidence as you mentally experience the satisfaction of achieving your goals before it even happens in reality. Let's talk about a few examples. Let's say you have a goal to become a successful published author. So you would sit quietly, maybe close your eyes, and visualize yourself holding your published book in your hands. You imagine the cover design, the weight of the book, the smell of the fresh pages, and the feeling of accomplishment. You see yourself at book signings, receiving positive reviews, and inspiring readers. As you visualize, you feel a sense of joy and fulfillment, knowing that your dream is becoming a reality. This emotional connection strengthens your belief in your ability to achieve this goal. So after the visualization session, you might feel inspired to take practical steps towards writing your book, or reaching out to publishers, or improving your writing skills. Visualization is a powerful tool that harnesses the creative power of your mind to manifest your desires. So by vividly imagining your goals as if they have already happened, right, or already achieved, you are able to create a strong internal blueprint for success. So with practice and consistency, visualization can align with your thoughts, your emotions, and actions with your goals, making them even more attainable and real. So now that we've talked a little bit about visualization, right, the second part to that is meditation. Meditation is a practice that involves training the mind to achieve a state of focused relaxation, mindfulness, and heightened awareness. It's often used for stress reduction, improving concentration, increasing self-awareness, and promoting emotional well-being. So while meditation has roots in various spiritual and religious traditions, it is also widely practiced in secular contexts for its numerous mental and physical health benefits. So central to meditation is the cultivation of focused attention. Practitioners often focus on a single point of reference, such as a breath, a mantra, a sound, or a sensation in their body. So by concentrating on this point of focus, right, the mind becomes less cluttered with distracting thoughts, allowing for a sense of calm and clarity to emerge. So there are different types of meditation that you can use when you decide to take on using meditation as a resource, right? There's mindfulness meditation, where, you know, the key component of many meditation practices, which involves being present and aware of the current moment without judgment. So you want you know, through mindfulness meditation, you know, practitioners that use meditation observe thoughts, emotions, sensations as they arise, acknowledging them without getting caught up in them. So when you're going through a meditation, you'll hear the person that's running the meditation will may or may not bring up these points of reference, right? Observe your thoughts, observe your emotions, your sensations that are happening around you. The other types of meditation that you may come across include being the awareness of your breath, becoming aware of your breathing. Also, body scan, types of meditation where you actually involves systematically bringing awareness to the different parts of your body, from the toes and moving up to the head, releasing physical tension or promoting relaxation. They could be cultivating deeper awareness in certain body sensations. There's mantra meditation, which usually focuses on repeating a word or a phrase or a sound, either silently or aloud. The repetitions used to help focus the mind and to create a sense of inner peace and tranquility. So depending on what your goal is, you would decide which meditation works best for what you're trying to accomplish. Another great type of meditation would be loving kindness. So meditation practice involves cultivating feelings of love and compassion and goodwill towards yourself or others. A practitioner would repeat phrases like, may I be happy, may I be healthy, may I be safe. They may even extending their wishes to your loved ones and their acquaintances, and eventually to all beings. So there's all different types of meditations and styles, but ultimately the benefits of meditation, and this is why we do it, right, are stress reduction, better sleep, physical health. You know, meditation has been linked to lower blood pressure, improved immune function, and reduced inflammation in the body. Not to mention other benefits, including improved focus and concentration. Just overall emotional well-being just increases. And your self-awareness and mindfulness just increases with meditation. It helps you develop a deeper understanding of yourself, your thoughts, your emotions, your reactions, and then that in itself is leading to greater self-awareness and emotional resilience. So meditation is versatile and accessible practice, right? With numerous benefits for mental, emotional, and physical well-being. So whether you're seeking stress relief, improved focus, emotional balance, or just simply a deeper sense of peace, meditation offers a pathway to cultivate these qualities. So through regular practice, you can develop a greater awareness of your thoughts and emotions, reduce stress, and enhance your overall quality of life. So when you have both of these qualities, both with meditation and visualization, and you put them together, by combining the two together, the clarity of visualization with the inner alignment and focus of meditation, you create a potent recipe for success. And there have been many studies that show that just visualizing success increases productivity. So together, these practices not only help you define and pursue your goals, but also transform your mindset and energy, paving the way for the realization of your deepest aspirations. So, as we conclude in our conversation here today, our next podcast, we will be discussing, or actually, we'll have you be experiencing a guided meditation on manifesting your dream life. So, you will actually get to experience going through the stages of what it would feel like to manifesting your dream life through a guided meditation. I want to thank you for your time today. I look forward to our moments going forward, and have a fantastic day. Thank you so much.